This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. I'm really looking forward to chatting with you today on this Instagram Live. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Kayla, and I am a spiritual mindset and business coach, and I specialize in using human design and gene keys when it comes to business. And in particular, I love focusing on building the signature program with these modalities to support entrepreneurs. So today, what I'm going to be diving into is I want to talk about the power of setting intentions for a launch using your gene keys. And I think this is such a cool concept because it's different than setting goals around, you know, I want to have X amount of people or I want to make this much money. And the thing is, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having hard goals, but I think that when you are able to set intentions with your gene keys, because it's about your energy and your embodiment, you're actually more in control of the situation than you realize. So when you set hard goals and you're like, this is how many clients I want, this is how many or how much money I want to make, what happens is you're giving your power away. Because what happens if you don't achieve those goals? Like, what the fuck happens? That's when we spiral. That's when we think what I'm doing isn't good enough. None of people signed up. I'm not successful. And we just really get into our heads. And then we try again. And it's not to say that you shouldn't have hard goals, but the purpose of me doing this live session with you on Instagram is that I want to teach you how to look at your pearl sequence. And I think that's going to give you a lot of freedom, and it's going to give you a different approach that maybe you haven't done yet. So if you don't have your gene keys on you as you're watching this live or you're watching the replay, I would recommend getting your gene keys, and you want to look at your pearl sequence, because when you do that, it's going to make it easier for you to follow along with what I'm going to share with you. So if you haven't heard of the gene keys are an incredible tool. Like, I've been using this for a couple years in my business now, and it's just been such a journey with being able to implement another mindset embodiment tool that isn't just about limiting beliefs. It's really about your being, right? So the gene keys, they tie in with astrology, the I Ching system. You find this information through, I'd go to thegenekeys.com if you don't have your chart yet. But this, looking this up, gives you three different sequences with 11 different planets, and each of those planets represents a certain theme that you experience in your life or in your business. So for example, the pearl sequence, and that was a very quick description, just so you know, I could talk for 3 hours about this, but I just want to give you the quick throwdown. The last sequence is called the pearl sequence, and the pearl sequence is about being of service. And I love the pearl sequence because when I first dove into it a couple years ago, I was like, oh, this is going to show me how to make more money in my business. Like, I'm going to know how to make more money, and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And it fucking sat my ass down and taught me about being of service and who I'm being in the way that I show up when I'm doing the work that I'm doing. And this is how you can set your intentions for your launch, because it's not about what you're doing. It's about who you're being. So in the pearl sequence, we have four different spheres. So if you don't know what the pearl sequence looks like, I want you to imagine it's kind of like a triangle. And then in the middle, we have the pearl. And on one side, the left side, so obviously this is probably your right side when you're looking at me, but we have the vocation, the culture, the brand, and the pearl. And they're connected by pathways. And these themes tell us a lot about the shadows and the challenges that will come up for us. But when we contemplate this, and what I mean by contemplate is when you really look at and acknowledge, holy shit, I can see how this is coming up in my life, and you take responsibility for that and you lean into it, that's when you stay in your power. And it doesn't fucking matter how many people signed up for your launch, how many people bought your shit. It's just like, this is who the fuck I am, no matter what happens around me. So when we look at the pearl sequence, the first sphere is the vocation. And the vocation is all about how you are here to shift your greatest core wounding. So the core wound is like the end of the Venus sequence coming into the Pearl sequence. You're here to shift your core wound into your greatest talent and how you're here to be of service. So the way that you embody this gene key in that sphere is really one of the core talents that you bring to the table for your clients and the people that you work with. So for example, for me, my vocation is the 34th gene key. And every gene key has a shadow, gift, and city. So the shadow is like the lower frequency, we have the gift, and then we have the city, which is the highest frequency and expression. So when you're in the shadow, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong. I actually consider that to be one of your zones of genius because you know that shadow, like you know the lows, right? This is how you're really here to support people. So for me, when I look at, okay, I'm doing a masterclass launch and I'm going to bring in my vocation, it's the 34th gene key. The shadow is force. So I'm really fucking good at helping people not force things in their business. The gift is strength. And the city is majesty. So the gift of strength, and because the 34th gene key is a gate in the sacral in human design, it has to do with response and creative energy, right? How can you have the strength to respond to what is correct for you? So this is what I bring to the table for my clients. But then when I look at myself, when I'm doing a masterclass launch, it's like, okay, where am I forcing things? Where am I responding to things that are not important, that are actually not going to move the needle forward, that are actually not going to allow me to make a difference for people? And how can I have strength in dealing with this uncomfortability or this shame that comes up? So I have a third line. I'm not going to get big into the lines in this conversation, but I have 34.3 in my vocation. The third line is all about shame. So it's like, my default is like, oh my God, I gotta force things, then I gotta have shame that it's not working, and it just destroys everything. And then I stop showing up in a fucking launch. And I give up on myself and the people. So your vocation is like your one of your greatest talents that you bring to the table in terms of how you support people. But the way you can contemplate that when you're doing a masterclass launch is really looking at how can I be responsible so I can stay in my zone of genius to show up and be of service to the people that I want to work with and that I want to help. So that's the vocation. Let's talk about the culture sphere. So if you're looking at the gene keys, the culture sphere is in the bottom right-hand side. The culture sphere is, and it's funny because some people talk about this being your niche, but the way that I talk about it is that your culture sphere is how you are designed to create the ambience or the culture of the people that you're working with. So when you look at using this in a masterclass launch, it's like, okay, how can I create this ambiance for people where when they come into this free masterclass or they download this freebie or they pay to join this thing and they're deciding to join my program, how can I use my gene key in the culture sphere to create the ambiance so that I'm connecting with people that really resonate with me and that I really resonate with them and we're going to create incredible things together. So when you look at the culture sphere, it's going to show you where you need to be responsible in terms of the energy of the context that you're creating. So for example, I have the 52nd gene key in the culture sphere and the shadow of stress. We have stress, restraint, and stillness. The shadow of stress, when I look at this and I look at in the past when I've operated, when I've set hard goals in my launches and didn't achieve them, wasn't going in the right direction, I was stressed as fuck. I was absolutely stressed as fuck. Like, oh my God, this isn't working. And it's like the 52nd is in the root center, which has to do with the pressure to evolve and to move on to like the next things in life. So it's like this unbelievable pressure inside of me of like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. It's not working. And it's just this victim mentality, right? Because all the shadows and the gene keys, they are going to be rooted in some form of victim mentality. So when I look at this gift of stillness, and if you think about that pressure that shows up, when you create a pressure in a culture to get things done, people are going to fucking run. Like, we have so much pressure in society in terms of the expectations that we're supposed to hit, our age, our goals, all these things. People don't need more pressure. And so when I look at the gift of restraint and then the city of stillness, so restraint is like, again, kind of this holding myself back for the correct timing. And it's funny because there's similarities between the 34th and the 52nd, but that holding myself back and being able to be like, okay, what is the right pressure for this moment? And as an example, this week I decided to do 3 live streams on Instagram because I'm promoting Masterclass Maven, which I'll talk about at the end of this recording. But I thought, well, shit, I could have had more pressure by doing multiple recordings for the entire month. And I decided, no, I'm going to do it the last week. So again, my beingness and looking at where is it that I need to restrain myself, where I'm over-delivering, where I'm pushing too much, and I need to restrain myself. And if you think about that restraint, the city of stillness is when you stop. And sometimes people think, I need to go, 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 when they're doing a launch. It's like, no, actually, when you fucking stop, you have the stillness. And you can breathe, and you can refocus, you can pivot if you need to, you can realize that that thing isn't important, you can let that go. And again, it puts you back in the driver's seat so that you can be like radically responsible for yourself. So let's look at the brand sphere. So the brand sphere is at the top in your gene keys in the pearl sequence, the very top. It's also known as the life's work in your activation sequence, but we're not going to talk about that today. So your brand sphere is how you are here to impact others. So brand, when you actually look in the gene keys, you know, the traditional teachings, brand is a definition for, it means sword. So it means brinin, which means sword, and it means to brand, like to heat something, to impact something, make an impression. That's the words I'm looking for. So your brand is how you're here to make an impression for people. So when you take this on in terms of how you do your launches, whether you're doing a masterclass launch, like multiple series or one or whatever it is you're doing into a paid program, you want to look at the impression that you're sharing with people. And the other thing with the brand sphere is that it really talks about, you know, your truth. Like this is your truth that you're here to share, your slice of truth that you're here to share. So for me, I have the 36 in the brand sphere. And the 36 is all about, we have the shadow gift in city. So we have the shadow of turbulence, we have humanity, and then compassion. So when I look at how I make an impression for people is I speak a lot about the turbulence of entrepreneurship. I speak a lot about the struggles and like being a late bloomer and, you know, the realities of hard work, like the emotional turbulence. 36 is in the emotional solar plexus, which obviously has to do with your feelings, your emotional awareness. And so, hello Yasmin, it's so good to see you. So many people have joined, actually. Hello to all of you. We have Chira, we have Sacral Secret, we have Hillary, Jazzy joined. So I'm so happy you're here. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so back to the turbulence. So I talk about these challenges in business and I share my story. I share the humanness of what it means to be an entrepreneur and have to have compassion and to normalize the ups and downs that people go through. And so this is my brand. Like this is how I make an impression for people. There's so often one of the biggest things that people say to me is they're grateful for my transparency. And that is part of humanity. That is part of humanity. So when you look at your brand sphere in the pearl sequence and you're like, okay, how am I going to brand people in how I show up, how I create content, how I deliver the things that I'm doing? What is it that I bring to the table? And you embody that and you share that with your audience, which is beautiful. The last sphere that we're going to talk about is the pearl, right in the middle, little pearl. The pearl is this conversation around prosperity. And I really love talking about the pearl because it's all about simplicity. Like, how can you make things simple? Like, how can you enjoy the pearls of wisdom that you've learned in your life and really bring that to the table to be a contribution and of service to others? And so I have the 15th gene key in my pearl, and the 15th is all about extremes. Like it's known as the gate of extremes in human design. The 15th is found in the G center, which has to do with your identity, your sense of direction, your lovability, your worthiness. And so the shadow, we have dullness, magnetism, and dullness. Oh my God, I literally am having a brain fart. Dullness, magnetism, and then we have fluorescence. There we go. I knew it was going to come to me. It's actually kind of ironic. One of the really big things with the 15th gene key is timing and flourishing. And it took a minute for that to flourish in my brain that the city was fluorescence. So this gene key for me, looking at, this is something that people experience a lot, the dullness, right? So let's say I'm in a launch and it's like, oh my God, nobody's answering, nobody's signing up, nobody's buying this. Like, there's like a dullness in this. There's a lack of polarity. And then when you look at the city or the gift of majesty, magnetism, when you look at the gift of magnetism, it's like, you need to create that polarity. Like, how can I choose to shift my energy from dullness? Because we can just be stuck in dullness. Dullness is neutrality, it's indifference, it's not giving a fuck. But then when you look at, okay, how can I create this magnetism? Like, what is it gonna take for me to be deeply connected to the work that I'm doing, to be deeply connected to the clients that I'm here to support? What would make me magnetic? What do they need that would call them in? And it allows you to be radically responsible and to give that sense of direction in terms of what people need in order to connect with you and the work that you're doing. And then we have the city of fluorescence. Like fluorescence, like I said a moment ago, it's all about timing. It's all about flourishing in your own timing. And like, I love talking about nature when I talk about the 15th gene key, because the fluorescence is just looking at nature, and you cannot rush nature. You cannot ask Mother Nature to bloom flowers in the winter. It's not fucking happening. There's a process. The flowers are going to bloom when they're ready to bloom. How they bloom is also their own story. They get to decide. And so it's just really this beautiful sense of detachment from needing to polarize everything or needing things or feeling like things are dull. And it's like, it's all going to happen in its own timing. And so when I look at bringing this to the table, when it comes to setting intentions with my gene keys for a launch, it's like, it's all going to happen in its own timing. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. It is what it is, but we're giving space for all of it. We're not declaring that something can only be one way. Because if you declare something to only be one way, it's like only magnetic, it's only dullness. You cannot have magnetism without polarity. So that's another example of how I've taken the pearl to really set intentions for a launch. So when you look at these four spheres, and there's so many things I didn't talk about. I didn't talk about the lines. I didn't talk about the pathways. Like, there's so much I could have talked. I could have talked about the planets. I just gave you a little taste of looking at your gene keys in the pearl sequence to look at how you can launch in your business. So when you get really clear on your pearl sequence and what you naturally bring to the table in terms of how you're of service to people, you can stop focusing so heavily on setting hard goals and saying, oh, I need this amount of people to sign up or this amount of money, because then that's just a form of validation and you're giving your power away. Whereas right now, this conversation is about you setting intentions with who you are as a person and how you bring that to the table to support the clients that you're calling in to work with. So when you do that, it's gonna bring this level of authenticity to who you are as a person and the work that you do. And people are really gonna resonate with that. They're gonna appreciate that. They're not gonna feel like you're just going through a process to sell some shit on the internet. You actually care about them getting results and them experiencing your work and having it transform their lives. So one of the things that I want you to know is that setting intentions with your gene keys, this is one of the things, of the many things, that I cover in the Masterclass Maven tutorial series.
So this is a mastermind style program with a mix of self-paced videos for you to go through to learn the step-by-step framework and process for creating a masterclass launch into a paid program. So there's the full fucking strategy, and there's also the gene keys and human design side of how you can do this in a way that's sustainable for you. So I decided to do this as a mastermind from April 8th until May 8th, because I want to give the opportunity for entrepreneurs to come together and work on their launch so that you can see the ebbs and flows that happen and you can collectively get the fuck out of your own way and show up unapologetically with the program, the offer, self-paced, one-on-one, whatever it is that you're committed to launching. So what's included in this program right now is that there are going to be 4 weekly Q&A hot seat coaching sessions. There's going to be a Facebook group to receive feedback on what it is that you're working on and a group WhatsApp. So I'm here to support the fuck out of you so we can have contemplative conversations about human design and the gene keys, and you can just refine the skills that it takes to get your work out into the world. So right now you're next step is to head to the show notes because I've got a link there for you to sign up. The doors close on April 7th and we start on April 8th. So with that being said, if you're listening to this after the 8th, I want you to know you can still click the link. It'll be a self-paced program. But if you're ready to be in a mastermind style opportunity, then definitely head to the show notes. So thank you so much for listening. Check out the next episode because this is another example of what it is that we're doing in the Maven series. And I think you're going to love it. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. And if you can take a moment to leave a review, I would greatly appreciate that. So chat with you in the next episode.